Unit 2, page 20. Reading. Exercise 4.
The loneliest student in the UK. Imagine a school where you are the only student, where you come first in every test. Welcome to the life of 10-year-old Aaron Anderson, who goes to school in Outskerries, a group of small remote islands in Scotland. Aaron has been the only boy at his school for 2 months. The Outskerries Islands, which are around 280 kilometers from the coast of Scotland, are home to about 70 people. The nearest town is Lerwick on the Shetland Islands. You can only get there by boat, and it takes 2.5 hours. Apart from Aaron's school, there are 2 stores, a church, and a community hall on the islands. Aaron isn't the only child on the islands, and he hasn't always been the only student at the school. Until July, there were several other children there, including Aaron's 2 brothers. But now, they are older, so they go to the secondary school in Lerwick. They only go back to their homes on the weekend. Aaron has been the only student since September. The school is very small. It has 2 classrooms, an art room, a music room, and a library. Each week, Aaron studies math, English, science, and art with the same teacher. She also gives him PE lessons. This is usually an hour-long walk around the islands. He also has the school playground all to himself. Of course, there is one problem. He has no one to play with. What's more, Aaron's education isn't cheap. It costs the UK government about $98,500 each year. That is twice the price it costs parents to send a child to Britain's most famous private school, Eton. Some people want to close down the school. They think it is too much money to spend on one child's education. Aaron has lived in Outskerries since he was born and loves the outdoor life. He enjoys exploring the islands on his bike and diving into the water from the pier. Like most boys his age, he also likes watching TV and playing on his gaming console. But his mother, who works in one of the stores on the islands, is worried that Aaron might get lonely. She would like to see more families with children coming to live there. A lot of people have moved away since the local salmon factory closed 10 years ago. That's why there are so few children on the islands, and why Aaron has found himself being known as the loneliest student in the UK.